If you've done any swimming or boating around the state, you've probably gotten stuck in the muck. Blue-green algae. It's not actually dangerous per se. In fact, it's native to most all of Wisconsin's lakes and ponds. It's only when gobs of the goo are found that a pernicious byproduct is formed.
Particularly high levels of blue-green algae can produce toxins that are harmful to human health and animal health.
That's Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk. She says if swallowed, the toxin could impair functioning of the central nervous system, while skin contact is likely to cause a severe allergic reaction.
The science behind this is such that the experts are not able to determine when this blue-green algae produces a toxin. And so our advisory caution to citizens is to avoid swimming where you see the blue-green kind of yucky pea soup algae.
Falk also notes phosphorus is one of the main factors contributing to the growth of the blue-green algae. She cites Dane County's recent ban on phosphorus and fertilizers as a step in the right direction.
So we are trying to take preventive measures in here in our community to both protect and have our lakes be clean and enjoyable as well as to protect public health.
For now, though, the beach at Kagansa Lake remains closed, at least until test results show it's safe to go back in the water. The State Hygiene Laboratory is expected to release an analysis of the algae samples later this morning. Katherine Braun, Wisconsin Public Radio.